The Toast Match Interview.
Time for us to go inside the Melbourne rooms. We'll leave Jack Viney there because we're lucky enough to be joined on the line by Demon youngster Charlie Spargo. Charlie, Tom King, Ben Castagnoli and Mark Neild in the K-Rock Hub joining you. Congratulations, young man, on a wonderful team performance to get through to a preliminary final. Can you give us a sense of the emotion and pride in the Demons rooms right now at Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. We made the prelim last time, but it was more of a fluke. I feel like this time we've really just worked hard and we've earned a spot in the prelim. We knew tonight was going to be a strong contest game, and I think we played true to ourselves the whole night, even when they came hard in that second half and sort of got the ball going a bit more. So, really, really happy with the way we played. We're all chuffed to be through for a prelim, but we know plenty of work to do. Two more wins, hopefully.
You were able to get the game on your terms early. It was a free-flowing start, though, between both sides. Did you get that feeling that it was a really hot game of footy early in terms of just the way the ball was pinging around Adelaide Oval in that opening term?
Yeah, that's right. The intensity is going to lift in a final. And we just focused on winning contests because if you look at, finals, every final that ever gets played, it really comes down to who wins contests, whether that's in the air, on the ground, crucial 1v1s. So we just focused on doing that. And I think for most of the game, we were on top of that. Probably lost the ball out of the middle a little bit early, but the forward line was doing a really good job bringing the ball to ground, and we got after it on the ground level. So focused on winning contests, and the ball did move pretty quickly, but in the finals, I think it's just about winning those crucial ones.
Charlie, yeah, you're right, mate. At the start of the game, it was a bit up and back, and then the pace did come out of the game. That work around the clearances and the contest, it just seems everybody in the team has such supreme confidence. Like we commented a few times that in some of the congestions where you'll see other teams hit the footy out, you guys are quite happy to keep it in or get it over the boundary line and restart. You seem to be really well drilled in where to stand off the stoppage. The amount of times that we spoke about the Demons outnumbering Brisbane tonight, we just kept saying it. Is that something that clearly it's been ingrained that every single person wants that situation, wants the contest?
Yeah, no doubt. We've trained that a lot, and it was probably one of our weaknesses in 2019 when we had that average year. We probably had too many guys going over the ball, and then one team would test attack and flick it out. So we've done a lot of work of one to the ball, one to the receiver, so we can hold the ball inside the contest. And we also do a lot of work, one playing the percentages. If the ball's there to be taken over the boundary, do it. But if you can test the tackle and not just flick the ball out, take the tackle, be strong. Have the patience to find a teammate. We do a lot of work on that. So I think it's sort of culminating. We've done a lot of work on all those things. And you can see it in the game. We're really strong in the contest each game. There's a clear method.
Oh, absolutely, there is. You touched on a great point. We mentioned too, it just seems so often the Brisbane players appeared to nearly have one of you guys, but you kept getting the footy out to the next fella that was running past. It was great. One other thing that we commented on a lot, there are quite a few of the Brisbane mids that got a lot of the footy. But when your boys were getting the footy, and you included, just the quality of disposal going forward, and it seemed as though each time, Oliver Petrarca, the quality A-grade midfielders, but they seemed to have moving targets, multiple targets up forward. Is that something that's also trained? Like, there was almost every single time someone on an angle, someone coming up at the kicker, someone running back. Is that something that's also become an ingrained part of the way you play?
Yeah, that definitely is. And it's similarly to the point you were making before, that's something we've trained. The last few years, we've probably been poor at, sort of blazing away and kicking it long and playing into the hands of teams that might have intercept defenders. But we've done a lot of work of educating, the guys in the midfield to not just blast away, but lower the eyes or maybe go sideways when there isn't much on the head of the ball so you can slow the ball down, let the forwards reset. And then as a forward group, we do a lot of work in terms of giving the kicker multiple options. So when you look up, you don't get flustered. There's not too much going on. You've either got one coming at you, one going back. So it's really simple, but that's definitely been a work on.
Well, you used that word there, fluster. You didn't look flustered at all, your team. It was outstanding to sit back and watch. Can you give us a bit of an insight into the big bloke in the middle, your skipper? When we just heard him, he was interviewed on Channel 7. He obviously still has a little bit of that larrikin about him, but clearly he's very, very serious about his footy and he appears to be a great leader.
Yeah, that's right. We absolutely love Maxi. He is a little bit of a larrikin, but he's a brutal competitor. The way he trains every week, he sets the standard for young guys at training. That's how you do your training. That's how you do your extras. and he competes incredibly hard every game. He's someone we certainly look up to and we all love, and he leads from the front in that regard.
Charlie, what's the plan now? You will head to Perth, but you're into, I think, Joondalup, where you'll quarantine. Have you guys been to Joondalup before and had that resort set up previously to be able to quarantine in?
Yeah, we were there about 3 weeks ago, I think, when we played against West Coast. And although it's quarantine, you know, it's pretty nice. Perth weather, there's a big pool, so you can't leave there, but it's a nice setup. But Goody was just saying, as of tomorrow, they'll sit down and figure out the best plan for us to attack the next 2 weeks, recover well and prepare as well as we can for whoever we play.
Yep. What do you do to keep yourself preoccupied during, you know, the time where you're not training or in reviews and meetings?
You know, I like to play a bit of PlayStation stuff around with the boys, but I'm a fair bit behind in uni, so I've got mid-semester break coming up, so I'll probably spend the downtime catching up on my work.
What's the course? What's going to float your boat post footy?
Studying property and valuation. So hopefully get into the property market afterwards.
You could always go back and sell cars in Albury.
Oh, look, I'm not much of a salesman.
not as good as the old man.
Maybe is, but nothing like him.
How is Herbie?
Which is probably a downfall.
How is Herb? You wouldn't have been back home very often to see the old man. You've doubled his finals count. He played 2 for North Melbourne. You've played 4 now. So you're a few games behind him. You've got a few to catch up, but you're making a good fist of your footy. Is Dad still got a bit of an influence on how you play your footy and talking to him much?
Yeah, he's been a really strong influence of mine ever since I've been, you know, coming up to the draft and in juniors. Never put any pressure on me to play footy, but always, you know, said, if you want to give it a real crack, I'll be here to give you advice. And he's hard on me at times, but that's what I like. And it's really good just to have that perspective from him. He's been here and played AFL. And so I think it helped well prepare me, you know, coming into the AFL when I got drafted. And whenever I have adversities, he's always there to give me some advice. So, lean pretty heavily on him.
Yeah, he knows the game inside out, your old man. How many flags did he coach at Albury Tigers? It's half a dozen, potentially?
I think it was 5, yeah.
Yep. And a phenomenal coaching record with Albury in the Ovens and Murray League, which is no schmuck footy up there. Charlie, enjoyed following your progress and enjoyed the way you've bounced back this year too. You've played every game. What sort of did you put into place in the off-season that's reaped the rewards to having played 23 games this year?
Yeah, I think I just put a bit more time into my body. It's probably something I took for granted. I hadn't really had many injuries in my juniors, so I never really understood how much time you need to put into your body. And then probably in 2019 and 2020, I'd break down in pre-season, wouldn't be able to condition myself for a long year. So probably just doing the extra things in the off-season, you know, eating well, extra recovery, has set me up for a better year. And, you know, it's great to be in the side, having some continuity and playing some good footy.
Yeah, absolutely. And a preliminary final ahead of you, young man. Well done. Congratulations. Been enjoying watching your football progress and can't wait to call you in action in a couple of weeks' time against either the Cats or the Giants. And we wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Charlie Spargo joining us from down in the victorious Melbourne Rooms. Very quality young man, Charlie Spargo, from a good family. Spargo's are just very good people. The Post-Match Interview.